Well, that's nice. You have to hire for young.
Oh, so it's like a third income?
Okay.
So it's like
I wish. Where is it?
I need to get something, but I just, it is what it is right now. I keep applying at all these places.
So it's coming in.
It is what it is. These are the beer project trees.
No, I wanted to ask a question for the trees. And then they put them in like the middle. Did you look? They put them in the middle of the forest there, basically. So how are they gonna? Who's gonna take care of them? How are they gonna get them like go? They went in there and like put them in there, I guess, because they're supposed to do more. So
like, sometimes things are just done so. Like, and I guess it was privately owned, maybe, so the guy who owned it logged it to make money. But, I understand that part, I guess, but...
They paved over the protection preserve.
It's just so silly.
They take care of the trees that they put in, so they're going to die.
Right. They need to be watered.
And a lot of the ones where they put them are in between other trees, so they're not going to get the proper light they need because everything else is grown.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. That's a lot of pictures. Yeah, it sounded like it.
My son was taking a government class and he has to audit, you know, his reports. We were at the town board where my name was put forward. And he popped up in his chair like, what? It was kind of funny.
But then we're going to do next year. Next year, you'll get our people board. Alternate voting members.
But we're still looking for one more alternate. Yeah, I've asked a few people.
I've got a couple phone calls.
So why don't we use this time to our advantage? So
okay, here we go. Okay, the first one on your agenda is a conservation easement. As we talked about last week, Melissa, you were here to do that, right?
No, last week on Monday.
I was
here. Bernie was here.
But we didn't have a quorum, so we couldn't vote on it or something.
So I went. I did as the board directed me with these things, and went out and did a site inspection of the ZC's property. Full disclosure: I think we made this clear at the last meeting, but our part-time secretary Anna, these are her in-laws. Not that that makes a difference. I think we're probably a piece of information you should be aware of. Went out to the site inspection. I think each of you got a memo from me regarding it. There's no negatives to this that I could ascertain. It's a beautiful piece of property. And this would preserve it from being turned into subdivision. Although I was just informed with their council. Just informed by our councilman that no one's going to move out there and put in a subdivision. So we can be rest assured that we're taking care of that aspect of it. There is a pine tree line along the part of the border of the property. I'd recommend that you would incorporate that into the motion as having them preserve the pine trees.
Do they want to submit that as well as part of the conservation?
They didn't have a problem with that.
Okay. 15 years and
I'm facing the second hand now. You're talking correct.
Okay. 29.57 acres, okay. And that's part of the parcel. They're keeping the rest where they live. Is that it?
Yes. They have a residence that's carved out. If you stand looking to the property, the easement's on the right hand side. The left hand side is the house. The house is actually pretty much screened from the easement area. They do rent the property out for farming purposes, which is allowable under conservation easement. So again, I go out looking for negatives on these, so you guys can make a balanced decision on what you want to do. There weren't any negatives on this one that I could see.
Is it contiguous to any other open space that is in conservation easement now?
Several of the neighbors, we have 89 conservation easements in town. Several of the neighbors have easements. There isn't any linkage there. They back up to the expressway.
But it stands on itself because it's close to 30 acres.
Yeah.
So when we're looking at the minimum is 5 acres?
Minimum is 5.
But when you're looking at a 5-acre parcel versus something that's 6 times larger, it stands on its own, really.
You're a good man, thanks. Let me divide up the check after you offer yours.
Divides by three.
That's right, a third.
So that's pretty much that one. We are looking to, excuse me, the cutoff date for taxability on tax rolls is March 1st.
Because the tax status date is in May?
Yep.
Okay.
So we're going to get this one approved tonight, approved by the town board at its next meeting, and then we can file the necessary papers downtown.
Can you refresh my recollection? I know before your predecessor, one of your previous predecessors, two times ago, did we agree on that they have to submit a survey, or is it just a marked up survey?
Survey.
So we have a survey, so it'll be filed in the clerk's office.
We have a meeting time.
Okay, good. Okay, great.
We have all of that. But time is a little bit of the essence. If we push this meeting off, they're going to miss the first taxable deadline.
Right. And they understand the penalties that go if they want to buy it?
Yep.
Okay, great.
The only penalty I have, it's not a penalty, the only part of this I have to double check is if the state is still offering an additional personal tax break if you put property into an easement. When we first started this program back 30 years ago, something like that, 25 years ago, the state offered an additional tax break if we had land in.
Where is the state's taxing authority? You're talking about income tax?
Yeah.
Okay, because they're not.
Yes,
it's school now.
That property tax.
Yeah. Okay.
And there was some discussion at one point in time to the associations of town that the state might be taking them away. I'm going to double check. It doesn't affect your decision on this, but just for my knowledge and this year's knowledge, it's nice enough.
But all three taxing jurisdictions here are did not opt out. They're in.
Right.
Town, county, and school.
Yep.
Okay.
And we're still, to the best of my knowledge, we're still only one of two towns in New York State that can offer this.
Elma?
Elma and us.
Great. So, two things. Number one, clarification. I think I heard you just say that you can sublet out for farming even with the easement. I was not aware of that. That's
yeah.
New information.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't build a structure in a food
area. But you can't even put a shed.
Yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense. The other thing is, in looking at the plan, it looks like the driveway goes for the house that's there, that's outside the proposed easement, goes through the easement to get out to Ponting Road. I would guess that's okay, because it's here, but I ask the question, can you actually have the driveway go through the easement?
You can have an auxiliary use.
It's an ancillary use, really, when you think about it, and it's already there, it's already grandfathered in, but still can't develop it. I mean, I'll defer to our attorney.
You said it nicely.
Okay. I mean, if there was an improvement there, that's another story.
Sure. Okay.
But this is just for ingress and egress, right? So.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, certainly, right?
Crushed stone driveway.
Is it?
No,
oh, you live near there, right?
Yeah, lived down there.
Do you know what
it is? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're talking about a nice piece of property. It's in Dave's place.
Not that big.
still nice.
It's a nice road. So the Zizzies are not here, the Fishers not here?
No, they are.
They are, okay.
Yes.
Any relation to
Dr.
Zizzy?
Probably Probably not, we don't go to the same wedding for funerals.
There's a Joe Zizzi who used to be the acting CEO at ECMC, and his son is a surgeon as well.
Yes, we know them well.
Okay.
We don't know them well enough to know that they're related.
So did I convey the information that I got snacking in from your daughter? Is that okay? You don't want to put anything in there that's made up?
It's passed away, yeah. Okay, great, so we'll take a vote during the business meeting. And want to talk about number two?
Yep, so number two, I think this is the third time you've seen it. This is because of the court directive based on Article 78 that has been filed against the town. The town has a congregation when Article 78 is filed to protect its interests, its interest being in this case the town code. If you want me to run through the whole thing again.
Please do, we have 10 minutes.
Okay.
Condense for it.
Yeah, we can't be.
But we talked about it last night, we didn't have a quorum, so we're making sure we're perfecting whatever our decision is tonight.
Our attorneys feel that we could submit it based on not having a quorum, but having one or two members agree after the fact. But we're on stronger legal ground.
If you revisit it and have a call.
Yeah, and we were close to this meeting date anyways, so.
Okay.
I still do that. But, so you've approved it before.
A couple years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's in the motion.
2021?
2021.
21.
February 10th, 2022, maybe, or? No.
No, so October 5th, 21 was granted
ten,
by the Conservation Board.
10/5/21.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
There's nothing new to this. You had Mike Curley was here briefly at the last meeting.
And just for professional introduction, he represents whom?
He represents us.
Okay.
And we've been in frequent contact with him. There's another party involved, which is John Lobbitt. He's represented by Sean Hopkins. You're probably familiar with Sean. He's
certainly
been here more than half the rest of the time. So those are the parties involved. I'm not sure who the complainant's attorney is. Richard Lippis, I think.
Okay.
Yes. But I've never met him, so I don't know for sure. But it's just to reaffirm what you've done and research and look at before.
I was suggesting the motion that you start with and we can have a formalized motion.
Yes, we'll do that, yeah.
And then say that we're approving it based on.
Assuming we're approving it, yeah.
Yeah, assuming you're approving it based on the prior record and the prior.
Yes. Is that everyone familiar? Do you need more explanation at all from Ramey? Anybody? Again, especially the new members who were not here in 21? No? Okay, good. So we still have anything else housekeeping other than Rose asked me to remind people if you're not going to come as best you can, please give Rose a heads up. Just because, as again, last month we didn't have a quorum, so just want to make sure we have a quorum here, and that's why we also have an alternate that can fill in the event that someone is excused or can't make it.
It works out.
You're on.
I don't know when it was official or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
You requested to.
Yeah, I did, but yeah. I didn't get any confirmation. So.
Okay. Congratulations.
Right,
so
yes.
You and Jan are both in for big surprises.
Your confirmation is a financial exposure statement.
Yep. Which we all owe by March 1st, is it?
It turns out.
Okay, good. Anything else housekeeping? We still have 7 minutes.
I mean, I think we're going to start looking at some projects in the in the planning office this summer. I'm gonna get an afternoon with Rose and with Anna and myself, and just a couple housekeeping type things that we need to look at. We need to make sure that our conservation easements are in order and properly sequenced. I'd like to start notifying people a little bit more ahead of time on the easement itself. It's almost as if you get the notice from me that your easement's up and you have to have the materials in 2 weeks. Well, if you're one of the small feet that hasn't gotten surveyed done yet, no way to get the survey done.
Well, I'm assuming the survey, would you take an affidavit of no change if it's a 15-year easement? Assuming that they're, okay.
Sure, well, they could, but then with most of the easements are coming.
Oh, they just have those.
Okay. One of them's not a tax.
Literally.
I remember that, yeah. Anything else at all?
I have a question. Going back to the Orchard Park Beer Project. I don't know if anybody's looked at what's going on over there. I know they put the trees up, but who's gonna take care of those trees? And a lot of them seem to be around larger trees, but they're not gonna get the sunlight. So I have a concern of what's gonna happen to them. And it's a huge thing about getting trees back there, but.
What was it, 2 years ago? And they submitted a landscape value estimate. In order to get their money back, we had to hire a licensed landscape architect that verifies and represents that the plantings are viable, meaning they're likely to live, or else they don't get their money back. So I think that's an impetus to have them do that. Am I missing something else, or?
Well, we had them actually move the trees because engineering determined that if they put a swale on that, mm-hmm. it would take the water away from the residents on Lake Gavin, which is certainly advantageous to them, and direct the water to around Lake Gavin. So that meant moving trees. We're in negotiations with them, and we're not playing in a strong hand because we've already approved the project that's mostly large part of this bill for them to put a fence up to prevent the headlights from the parking lot from going into the neighbors on Lake Avenue. So
that's more of a planning board issue.
But there's activity going on with their project, even though it's been approved.
Each of these are
learning experiences, and the part of the learning experience with this that at least I learned is that berms and trees aren't really the greatest solution, because when you build up a berm, the cold air hits the roots still basically. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at doing some tweaking with our town programs where we require.
Yeah, it's just a concern what's going to happen to them in a year or so, which I do understand, you know, right, they're not going to get their money back on it, but we just look at it and say, all right, big dad, you're not going to get your money back, and we let it go.
I'm good.
You know?
Yeah.
No. You can't make them tear the building down.
You know, that is the teeth of it. I mean, we had a dispute before you joined about whether we should get a bond or money, and we decided on money, mm-hmm. 50%.
Okay.
Thank God, yes.
Well, I was curious, what about with the beer project, while we're talking about it, the initial tree removal, was there was a permit for, it was like a private, like, that
well,
situation?
That was the previous owner.
The previous owner then had a permit.
Or something like that. But they came in and cleared out as part of the property.
So would we have anything to do with that at all in the future?
Didn't they do that because there were some Army Corps wetlands in the back, and wasn't it Steinwachs that did it?
It was Steinwachs that did it. I don't know.
And I think they wanted a determination from the Army Corps about jurisdictional wetlands, putting the Supreme Court case aside. This goes back a number of years ago, and I thought they brush hogged it, if that's the term of art you were using, to clear it out and make sure they didn't punch it, but they wanted to maintain it and prevent the wetlands from spreading. Is what I understood.
Yeah. But the question was about who took down the trees.
It was the prior owner.
Yeah.
And do they know, like, when an owner does that, if it's more than an acre, I'm just curious, do they need a permit to log, or, I mean, I'm sure it's...
Unlike Amherst, we don't have any kind of code that requires them to get a permit. I do know that the building inspector, Tom Meyer, is working on some legislation for that.
Okay. For the future, yeah, I was just curious how it worked with that project, yeah.
Number 32 of the code changes, looking at...
Sure. Sure.
Want to start? 7:00. Call the meeting order at 7:00 PM in accordance with the provisions of the ethics law of the town of Orchard Park. It is incumbent upon any conservation board member with a financial or business relationship with any petitioner coming before this board to disclose this relationship and if warranted to recuse him or herself from any matter involving the petitioner. Any petitioner coming before this board who is a relative of or has a financial or business relationship with any officer or employee of the town of Orchard Park must disclose the nature and extent of such relationship in accordance with the ethics law of the town of Orchard Park. Please let the record reflect that Amy Grossjean is excused tonight. And Dave Ward, you're voting as an alternate member tonight because of that absence. We don't have any minutes from the last meeting, although some items were approved last meeting, correct, Amy?
Contingent approval.
Contingent approval.
Yeah.
But, so can we put those minutes with next month, this month's minutes? And just approve them as to four later on? So what we approved last month?
I'll defer to our parliamentarian.
Yes, okay, you said.
Okay.
All right, good. So the first item on the agenda is Conservation Board easement 86-6458 Bunting Road. Kathleen and Joseph Zizzi. They're proposing a 15-year conservation easement for just under 30 acres. And the planning director slash town clerk went out there and reviewed everything and informed the board during the work session that he would recommend that we make a recommendation to the town board to approve this into conservation easement program.
Correct.
Okay. Want to make a motion to approve?
Do you have any questions for the petitioners?
Any questions?
For the petitioners?
I think the planning director made a great summary of it, so I don't have any questions. Anyone else have any questions for the petitioners? Okay. Make a motion to approve. Tom, you made a motion to approve. Second?
No, second.
Second by Bernie. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none. We'll make a motion to recommend to the town board that they accept this property and conservation easement for 15 years. Good luck. What's that?
Good luck in that development.
And don't develop.
Yeah.
Okay, the next item on the agenda for...
Can I just... Remy, thank you very much for this memo. It was extremely helpful. I suggest we put it included with the minutes.
Oh, absolutely.
Very helpful, thank you.
Because it's supportive. The second item on the agenda is conservation file 44-2023. This item was on the agenda last month, but since we didn't have a forum, we're hearing it again tonight and going to make a recommendation one way or the other. The planning director also gave us a summary of this. This was previously approved in 2021, but because of an Article 78 proceeding brought by the residents in the area, it's coming before our board to either reaffirm or deny approval in this matter. Anyone on the motion, make a motion to approve or deny?
Is there a real speech?
It's not a public hearing.
But it's a new case number.
No, you're not allowed to speak.
Well, there's no public hearing. We don't have a public hearing. I know that you're all here.
So how are they gonna, I don't understand how you would know the differences.
Madam, there is no discussion here. Just with the board.
Can we give a letter?
Can we give a letter?
Sure, you can. Sure. Just mail it to the town clerk.
Mail it to the town clerk?
Yep. Okay.
Submit it to the town clerk. Okay, again, we don't have a public forum here for discussion. We've never had it. We've never allowed it. I think we, you were here last month, and I think the same statement was made last month as well. Understand that you're opposed to it, but let's see what happens.
They're breaking town code.
Well, again, that's for another time, another matter. And you're representative.
It's regarding the landscaping, though.
But again, you're represented by council, so, you know, your council can certainly make the argument.
She's not.
Okay, but you have the same argument, though, I assume. You have a common theme.
We haven't heard it.
Well, again, you're certainly able to get together among yourselves and feel free to talk among yourselves. But again, this is not a public hearing. We're a recommending body, and we're about to take a vote. It's for the town clerk and the planning director to speak to the board. So, do I hear a motion on this matter? I'll make a motion to approve this matter and recommend that the town board approve it as well. Do I hear a second? Second? All in favor?
Any discussion?
Sure.
Last time we discussed this, there were a couple of points that I think are important that we should have on the record. Because the original plan was submitted in 2022.
2021.
It was 2021.
It says on the proposal here and the motion that it was February of 2022.
It really doesn't matter.
I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. It was previously approved.
By 2021, by us.
The point I was trying to raise is that last time we did say that there were inspections of that property, and that our inspections indicated that all of the items that were on that original approved plan had been met and fulfilled. Right? That was one point we made last time. The second thing now on the motion itself, number six, indicates that the owner shall provide, upon completion, the owner shall provide a landscape completion form and a statement from the landscape architect indicating the materials have been installed in accordance with the specifications of the plan. Has the owner provided us that landscape completion form?
Yep.
Yes, they have.
And in addition, if you wouldn't mind a friendly amendment to your motion from someone who's not a voting member. The petitioner has actually put in more landscaping than we required him to. So we don't need to take money for that because that's a private gesture on his part. We don't frequently get petitioners who put in more landscape than we ask for.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We generally don't get more landscaping.
So it was a betterment than was approved in 2021.
Yeah, a betterment.
Okay. And that's all reflected on the landscape value estimate?
Yes. Okay. Well, for the betterment part, we don't need to take money for that. That's something he's doing on his own.
And when does the 3 years expire?
It's based on when he went in for his building permit. So I'd have to go back, get our landscape file from when he got the building permit.
So there hasn't been a final certification?
No.
We haven't hit the 3 years?
No, at 3 years, he'll get his money back. If it survives, yeah.
Yeah, okay. John, anything?
Just based on those things, it seems to me that the responsibilities of this board have been met, as far as I can tell.
So you are voting in the affirmative?
Well, I haven't voted yet, but okay. I intend to vote in the affirmative based on those
okay.
facts.
Any other discussion? Let's do it all over again. I'll make the motion to approve and recommend. You are seconding. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm just abstaining because I wasn't on the board when this all happened.
But again, it's as a form, so you can abstain. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm just going to just because.
Okay, let the record reflect that Bernie is abstaining from the vote tonight. But we have a majority of the board members here, so the motion is approved. Want me to read this into the record?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. So I made the motion. It was seconded by, yes, thank you, to approve the landscaping plan prepared by a New York State licensed architect and submitted on 12/29/23 based upon the following conditions and stipulations. The total green space is 300 square feet and meets the town requirement of 20%. The landscaping value estimate of $2,650 requires a certified check in the amount of 50% of the total to be deposited with the town clerk prior to receiving a building permit, $1,325. Dumpsters or mechanical systems at grade level are to be screened. Original approval was granted on 2/10/22 and reapproved is contingent upon acceptance by the planning board and the town engineering department. Any changes required by the town engineering department or planning board which affect the landscaping shall necessitate further review and approval by the conservation board. Upon completion of landscape installation, the owner shall provide a landscape completion form and a statement from a New York State licensed landscape architect indicating that the planting materials have been installed in accordance with the specifications of the approved landscape plan. 3 years after the date of landscape completion, the owner shall provide a landscape security release form with a statement from a licensed landscape architect indicating the condition of the planting material specified in the approved landscape plan, verifying survival through the 3 year guarantee period. Okay? Any other matters? New matters? Old matters? Okay. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
You're not going to abstain from the adjournment?
Me?